All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is It Figures, the Toy Next Figure Podcast.
Hey, doesn't Pixel Dan usually start us out?
Oh, go ahead then.
I'm not on this episode.
What?
Oh.
Weird.
Welcome to It Figures on ThatNewToySmell.com. I am Pixel Dan, and I am now on the podcast. Who else is here?
Killen.
Killen's here.
Yep.
Duvall's here.
I'm Duvall.
Shut up.
God. I plead the fifth.
That's Scotty Cash.
That's Scotty Cash. Scotty Cash.
I'm Scotty Cash, yo. Hogan. 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 Hogan Power Rangers.
Hogan. Hogan.
Baseball, football toys.
Excellent. I can already tell this is going to be a good show.
Half the people have just turned it off. It's like, not this week.
Not.
Oh,
can't
fantasy football?
Even do her.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Sports Talk.
No, get that off our show. I don't want to talk about fantasy sports.
It's been kind of crazy. The internet's been exploding.
Huh.
The toy world has, at least.
Yeah, the Playmates canceled the Terminator line.
That's not why they're exploding.
Oh, sorry.
And still no one cares.
I think that would just be surrounding meh across the internet. We knew that was coming.
Yeah, that's true.
I didn't expect that line to go past the movie.
What are you talking about? One of every figure flew off the shelves.
Probably.
To you?
Right. I didn't even think that they were planning on pushing that past the movie. So when they were like, we're going to cancel the line, I was like, I didn't even know it was still going.
There was more of a line?
Yeah, I didn't know there was more.
They apparently had plans to do figures from Terminator and Terminator 2.
I'm kind of glad they didn't.
Didn't they already do that?
Well, other companies did it better.
Good toy companies.
Yeah.
Well, I say that, though, but then you look at the Terminator 2 Future War figures, and that's not necessarily true. So...
maybe you should do some of those sideshow life-size Terminators.
Yeah, you buy one, I'll review it. I'm taking it home as a review sample.
Give me one.
Review sample.
I would display it.
Yeah, so...
Alright, so what else happened?
Wow. Well...
Mattel pissed all kinds of people off today.
Well, let's
they mess up Batman.
Yeah, actually... This has to do with, like, more than just Masters Universe, because this affected the people that bought the Jail Cell Joker figure and people that bought the new Rey figures from Ghostbusters. Basically, anything that went on sale
on the 15th
from MattyCollector.com had lots of issues because Mattel decided it was a good time of the year, good time of the month, to switch all of their customer service and everything over to Digital River, who's been handling all of their shipping.
Wait a minute,
hasn't
Digital River been having problems with every single Masters of the Universe
now,
order?
Yeah, pretty much. It got smooth for a while, because the last couple months have not been bad. I mean, everything, like the red screen of death on ordering has gone away in the last couple months, and last month, I mean, my first subscription figure was very smooth sailing. I got it in the mail, never had to even worry about it. And then Tila got released on the 15th, and all hell broke loose.
Yeah, Tila, Ray, 12-inch Ray...
Bank Robber Joker.
Well, it wasn't Bank Robber Joker. That was Jail Cell Joker.
No, Jail Cell Joker.
Oh, Bank Robber Joker.
It was Bank Robber.
Sorry.
It was Bank Robber Joker.
Sorry.
Yep, and Zodak.
With a K.
The black guy.
The dark complexion Zodak.
He's black.
Dark complexion.
Wow. I've changed my stance on this.
He could be chocolate pudding Zodak.
Chocolate pudding Zodak.
He could be cocoa Zodak.
So those guys went on sale on the 15th, and I guess where the brunt of the issue seems to be is with the subscription for Masters of the Universe, because Tila is part of the subscription, and the way we were always explained that was supposed to work is that the subscribers' figures will always be mailed first, and all the remaining figures will then go to the people that ordered online. That's the way we have been told that this whole subscription was supposed to work.
Didn't quite work that way this time.
Apparently not, because...
Well, you got a good story about it.
Boy, do I.
Go ahead, Jason. Tell
well,
your story.
About a month and a half ago, my PayPal card got messed up, and I had to get a new PayPal card.
That's just because the person whose card he stole finally turned in their card, so he had to steal a new card.
So I had to cancel that PayPal card and get a new one, which the old PayPal card is the one that was attached to my Master Universe subscription, to both of them. And last month it went just fine, and last month was the first month with the new card. So they used it still went through fine, everything was okay. This month, the day they went on sale, later that night, I got an email that says, your subscription has been canceled due to credit card failure. So I called Digital River, and I said, okay, well, this is what happened. I need to switch my credit card info. And they said, no, we can't do that. And I said, well, what do you mean you can't do that? It's pretty simple. You just change my credit card information. They're like, yeah, we can't do that. You're going to have to go back in and reorder your subscription. I said, no, 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 you don't understand. You can't reorder these subscriptions. They're not available anymore. It was a limited time deal. They said, oh, we know that. Just go in and reorder it. I said, you're not listening to me, are you? At all. Safe to say, lots of anger ensued, and I said many curse words in the store, and Doug and Damien were both, Killen were both here to
laugh hear at you.
Yes.
I mean, sympathize.
Well, so it was pretty frustrating, yeah, to say.
I'm because, sure it was.
You know, when putting together a year-long subscription service that will charge you 12 times a year, you never think that at some point during those 12 months, someone might need to change their source of payment.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have anything set up to...
Only a jerk like you.
What kind of DH would need to change his payment information?
See, and that just seems so silly to me, though. I'm like, what? Yeah, why wouldn't you allow somebody to change their method of payment? It doesn't seem like it should be that hard for the customer service rep to log into an account, change a couple numbers, and hit OK, and everything's
good. If someone stole your wallet...
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, what, are you suddenly screwed out of your Masters of the Universe subscription because someone stole your wallet?
Yeah, if that rep was, you know, accurate in what they were telling you, that needs to be fixed. That is absolutely an issue.
You know, I did some research on Digital River today to find out exactly who they were.
Oh, boy. Detective Duvall.
Digital River apparently is an American e-commerce outsourcing company, and their largest clientele is mostly software publishers.
Yeah.
So they do Microsoft, AOL, eBay, Electronic Arts, Toshiba, Computer Associates, the Dead Circuit City and Sun Microsystems, as well as a couple of restaurants.
The Dead Circuit City.
Yeah, the Dead Circuit City. Digital River, they own Simtel, who is the operator of CDROM.com, which is a large repository of freeware and shareware. And really, Mattel's their only major retailer in our industry that actually deals with that. So they don't really have a whole lot of...
Doesn't seem like they have any experience with toys.
No,
or
not
at all. How to do that at all.
We'll send you a new download link. Yeah, that doesn't work with Hordak.
Right. So that kind of brings us to one of the major issues that's happened with the Tila fiasco. And that's that the Digital River customer service reps don't seem to know what they're talking about. And because they don't know what they're
totally
talking about,
they totally make stuff up.
They just make things up. And that is causing more problems than
I'm
anything.
I'm sorry you're upset. We're going to send you a gold-plated Tila with no code anatomically correct.
Yeah.
Just give me your address.
Yeah, pretty much. So they told Duvall, just go back and re-sign up for the subscription. Well, obviously you can't do that. And they should know that you can't do that, but they kept telling him to do it.
Yeah, so I had to go in and manually order a Tila myself.
So now that we're at this Tila phase, people are calling going, how come I haven't gotten a shipping notice? What's going on with my Tila? And they don't know what they're saying. They don't know what's going on. So they're going, oh, well, obviously, Tila's on back order right now. We'll ship it sometime in November.
And, of course, the subscribers are freaking out.
Well, that throws up a huge red flag because there's no back orders in Masters of the Universe Classics.
No,
when a figure sells out, it sells out. They don't go back into production on these. They've only done it so far with He-Man and Skeletor, and those don't even come out until, you know,
next month, December.
Yeah, so why would they go back into production on Tila just to ship some out in November? It's not going to happen.
And then they told the subscribers, oh, we accidentally sent out all of the orders that weren't subscribers first, so there's no more Tila's to send to subscribers, so therefore they were canceling orders for people that weren't subscribers.
That was the next step, because the first step is they were telling everybody that all the subscribers that were calling, wondering what was going on, they were all just saying, oh, we're shipping them in November. Then all of a sudden something changed, and people who had ordered the figure online started getting cancellation notices, and when they were calling, Digital River was saying, oh, well, it's because we had to fulfill the subscribers first, so we're canceling your order now, but don't worry, to make it up to you, you guys can buy one dar.
Yeah, which isn't right at all.
I'll buy a one dar.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So they're just making things up left and right. They're saying, it's almost like they're saying whatever they feel they need to say to get the person off the phone, to move on to the next person.
And of course, this is just causing absolute insanity on Maddie's Facebook page, on He-Man.org, you know, message boards
are... I bet
are,
Val is real happy oh, right yeah. now.
I mean, message boards are exploding everywhere because the subscribers don't know if they're actually getting their Teela's or not. The people that ordered online now don't know if they're getting their Teela's or not. Plus, they don't know if they have a shot at getting Wundar now. You know, the subscribers who subscribe just to get Wundar are pissed off. Because they're like, well, I could have just bought one the whole time? This is ridiculous.
You mean to tell me I paid 28 extra dollars for a map?
Yeah, so this is getting completely absurd. Yeah, because you also get that map of Eternia with the subscription. So that's why people are like, I better not have paid an extra $20 just for a stupid poster when that $20 is supposed to be for Wundar.
Hey, guy.
Hey.
It's not stupid.
Well, it's not stupid, but in this context... You're just like, everything's stupid right now. You know what I mean? This is limited. Good point. So,
and Teela is just beyond tears. She's drunk out of her mind right now. She just, I just wanted everybody to love me. She's just so sad.
Like,
so pitiful.
I knew that the first female in the line was going to be a big deal. I had no idea it was just going to, like, break the system, and everybody was going to go pull their hair out and quit collecting the line.
Well, let's look at it this way. People were already... DC Universe Classic collectors were already pulling their hair out and complaining on the Facebook page and on message boards about the way 10 Walmart exclusives, because half the Walmarts, the cases they're getting in are old cases. They're not getting in Wave 10. So people are already upset about that, and now all of a sudden the Masters Universe Classic collectors are getting screwed because of this deal. And it's just, it's ridiculous. And apparently there's somebody on the org message boards that got like 60 Teela's or something crazy.
What?
Yeah. I did not see that. Real quick.
I did not see that. That 60
okay,
Teela's.
Okay, here's the other thing.
That's way over the limit.
Between the people on Facebook who often post on the Mad Collector page, and the level of honesty that they bring to the table,
right.
and all the wonderful people I've met time and time again on He-Man.org that know exactly what they're talking about, I have a strong suspicion that a lot of these things we're hearing about Digital River actually have no basis in fact to begin with. Like, I have a pretty good feeling that there's someone sitting somewhere saying, you know, I never called Digital River, but I'm going to hop on He-Man.org real quick and post and say that they told me I could order a Wundar,
well,
just to see what's going to happen.
See, and when that first post popped up on Facebook...
Because I like attention.
When that first post popped up on Facebook saying, Digital River said I can have a Wundar, immediately I went, what? This guy is lying.
That's because he called Joe's Crab Shack in
now,
San Bernardino, and the guy's like, what?
I don't...
I will just let you order the bonus thing. Get off my phone.
Wow. I don't want to just straight call that guy a liar, but I am very suspicious of that guy. Okay, because either he's straight up lying, or maybe Digital River did tell him a lie. But when I saw so many people freaking out about that, I just had to go, come on, guys.
That's someone playing
with
it.
Let's wait for Mattel to actually say if that's true or not before we freak out about it. And like, this whole time, I've been sitting here watching this happen, and I've just been going, these people need to calm down, because they're making the situation way worse than it is.
I know.
And on top of that, they're He-Man collectors. We are a crazy bunch, let me tell you.
Okay, so then Mattel made an official statement about an hour ago.
Mattel did make an official statement.
And that statement says...
That statement says... Let's read it verbatim.
Yes,
verbatim.
The statement is trying to clear things up. Hey, fans. We know that...
Hey, guys.
We know there's been a lot of confusion floating around on some recent orders and misinformation... I'll do my best to clear this up. We did switch over our customer service to Digital River, and it appears a few customer service reps have been going off book, in quotes, and giving out some incorrect info. Here is the latest. Number one, Wundar is most definitely a subscription figure only. He will only be available if you purchased a 2010 Club Eternia subscription and will be mailed out in the spring along with all new poster. Wundar will not be sold any other way. If you did not purchase a subscription, you will not be getting Wundar. Nothing has changed on Wundar from our original plans announced at SDCC 2009. How many times can you mention Wundar in the course of a paragraph?
They had to make sure.
That's true.
They had to make sure people understood that.
Number two, all 2009 subscribers will be getting Teela. The shipping confirmation should have gone out immediately, and I apologize for this not happening. Going forward, we have made it very clear to Digital River that subscription figures need to ship out first, along with confirmation emails. This may not have been the smoothest sale, but everyone will get their product. I'll do my best to keep an eye on Facebook and answer any other pressing questions. Unless you hear an announcement from me, there shouldn't be any major changes. We'll talk to Digital River and make sure their customer service reps are up to the latest info and training, doing all we can to correct these issues. Nothing is more important than creating a smooth process and pleasing our fans. Not every sale goes by the book, but we are working on fixing all these issues. Thanks for everyone's understanding, Maddie.
All right. So there we go.
So basically, Digital River is a bunch of liars, and their pants are on fire, and we're going to smack them around. And don't worry, if you place an order, you got it, because we got you covered, man.
Much love.
Let me love Much you. Love, Maddie.
Now,
all right.
I understand it. Weird.
I only hit you because I love you, baby.
I saw a lot of stuff on Facebook today about people trying to defend Maddie and coming out telling him they drank the Kool-Aid and everything. Understand, we're not defending Mattel. We have a good relationship, a standing relationship with Mattel. We're not defending them. Both parties here were probably in the wrong on one course or another. Mattel probably was in the wrong for taking Digital River in the first place and giving them all their shipping. They could have just given it to Killen Enterprises. We'd have done a better job.
Obviously.
Yes. And number two, Digital River is way out of line because they have no idea what's going on with the companies they service, which is a complete and utter failure at their end.
Now, it does remain to be seen on whether we are they're accurate about Tila actually going out. Sure. I guess we'll find out in the next couple days if we actually do get our Tilas like we're supposed
to. It's entirely possible that they shipped out all the subscriber Tilas, just didn't do the emails.
Yes.
And someone said, why didn't you send out confirmation emails? And they said, oh, well, those people know they're getting it. Why do we need to send them an email?
Now, I didn't get a subscription email last month for Zodak, and he came just fine. Everybody's keeping...
On Zodak Web Store.
So... A Webster, yeah. When Webster went out, he was the first subscription figure. I didn't get any kind of a notice, and I still got him in the mail fine.
Right.
So I didn't really think twice about it when I didn't get anything for Tila when everybody else did. Now that Mattel's made the statement, I'm willing, personally, to give them the benefit of the doubt here. Because if you've read any of my posts on this situation anywhere today, I've kind of been defending Mattel.
Yeah.
Because I really do feel like this is a Digital River issue. I could tell all along that they don't know what they're talking about. Everything that people were complaining about, I was going, you know, guys, seriously, think about that for a minute. They don't know what they're talking about. Those customer service reps at Digital River or whoever we've talked to have always done this from the beginning of this line. We have never gotten accurate information from any of those guys. Why would they start now?
Yeah.
Don't freak out about it until we know for sure.
You know, what's sad is a lot of people have canceled their subscriptions now, and which is probably a wrong move. I mean, I guess, personally, if you want to, cool, more power to
you.
Well,
I mean, if they don't want to deal with it, then that's their prerogative.
Exactly.
I can't fault anybody for canceling their subscription, because
it was pretty
nuts today.
Yeah, well,
what's
even funnier about my situation is, 2 days later, after I made that call, I get a confirmation telling me that my subscription has been renewed. So I don't know what's going on.
So you're
going
to get another one.
I'm going to get another team.
You might get
so
two.
We'll find out. If I do...
And you get charged for three.
Yeah.
How's it renewed?
I have no idea.
Well, okay, that's another really confusing email that went out. Because the email that went out to everybody that was on the subscription that was supposed to tell them that their Tila order processed said, your subscription for 2009 has been renewed. And we were all like, what?
Yeah.
What does renewed mean? We're already in this subscription.
We're charging you for next year now.
Yeah, great. Thanks, guys.
Upgrade. Thanks for charging us again for next year.
You're going to get a bonus figure in 2011, and we're just going to make sure you pay for it now.
So that was another really confusing email. But, yeah, man, it's been nuts the last couple
of
days.
It's probably one of the most ridiculous things I've seen since July. Since,
like,
the book.
Right.
I was there for the book. I mean, everybody else was watching it online. I was there, and let me tell you what. You want to talk about some pissed off people. Holy crap.
That art book.
Wow.
It's not even that impressive.
You think
it's
gotta be an easy process. You go, okay, who's next? Okay, Duvall, charge the card. Ship it out. Do it. Email.
You'd think it would be easy.
See?
I don't know what the issue is. But
Now tell us, Killen. You've got a great shipping process here at Killen Enterprises.
Yeah,
you could probably do that.
But if you
better.
Called in sick one day, how good would your shipping process go?
Well, I wouldn't call him sick.
He didn't call him sick.
What if you were in a car accident on the way here and they took you to the hospital and wouldn't let you out?
He thought about closing the shop today so he could sleep, and he's still here.
Yeah, well, see, I might, like, sleep in or something, but I would never, like, if I wasn't here today, I'd come back tonight and make sure those orders got out.
Yeah.
Because I hate waiting for stuff to arrive.
Yeah.
So I know how much it sucks when you're just like, come on, come on, come on. So I make sure I get every order
especially
out,
how
the same day or the next day at the very, very latest.
Especially how rabid all of us He-Man fans apparently are. We all got to have our stuff, and we've got to have it now.
That's my biggest thing, get them out. quick as possible.
Yeah, that's how it should be. And it should definitely be a first-come, first-served basis. I mean, that's the other thing I don't understand about Digital River, is they seem to be having issues with, like, not sending them out to the people that ordered first. Because people will be like, you know, I placed my order the minute they went on sale, and Digital River will say something stupid like, well, that doesn't matter, it depends on location closest to the warehouse, which is completely absurd.
Yeah.
You know, that doesn't matter. Why would that matter?
Yeah, that doesn't make
you know?
Any sense.
That's stupid.
What do they mean if it was shipped out and I received it?
No, they're saying that they waited until, like, the end of the day,
and then they
all the orders within 50 miles of the warehouse got boxed up and sent out first.
Yeah, that's what they're telling people.
Which
you know, yeah. Which, but what about all those poor people that buy overseas? There's a whole bunch of overseas.
They'll get theirs in November.
Fans. Yeah, on the back order.
Yeah.
Right. So that's
well, when the revision cases come in, you'll be sure to get yours.
For somebody, I ship a lot of overseas, and those people probably got screwed the most.
Because
not only does it take forever shipping, but a lot of times when you ship overseas, there's a lot of lost packages.
Oh, a lot.
So they might not even know they actually got shipped their product, but it got lost. So
they'll just blame Mattel. Yeah. I don't know. Mattel, if they're going to stick with Digital River, something needs to be done. Because this cannot and should not ever happen again.
No, it shouldn't.
It was
and I can tell you exactly
bad
how this,
news.
I can tell you exactly how this came to be with Digital River, too. They probably had a bunch of offers on the table, and they went with the cheapest person who would do it for them, and it was Digital River.
Digital River was probably like, this is what the contract is. Well, and that's just the way business works.
Damien would have been a lot cheaper. They would have been like, come on.
You guys can call us.
We all would have been packaging every day.
Could you imagine standing here all day packaging Tila's? That would be ridiculous.
Well, we got 48 cases, but only seemed to find 30.
Yeah, that's why they wouldn't send them to us to ship.
You know, this is one of those times I'm really happy I don't collect Masters of the Universe as rapidly
as I'll tell
as
you
guys
what,
do.
Man. It's a hard one to collect.
I'm going to buy Scareglow. I think that's it.
Scareglow is so cool.
I'm holding out for Disco Skeletor.
Yeah.
You're going to be waiting a while.
I think you will be. Unless I make it.
Which very well could be a possibility.
Very well could be a possibility.
I don't even know if I'm that rabid about He-Man. I just like the Master Universe line, and I'm not too concerned about it.
I
was more upset that they wouldn't change my credit card information, which was a simple thing to do.
You know, I'm thinking maybe we buy a Masters figure, and we test the fame of Pixel Dan by having him autograph it, put it on eBay. And see if people will bid it up.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
Considering your name was mentioned quite a few times today on the Facebook page.
Yeah, what's with that? Why are you guys bringing me up?
No. Somebody else wanted your take. And I said, they're like, we haven't heard from him on the org for a while. And I responded, and I was like, well, unfortunately, they blocked a bunch of sites at Pencil Dan's work.
No, but
so he can't really get on as much as he used to.
But I still post on the org. I post on there a couple times a day. They just must not be. There's so much.
Apparently, you were quiet on sale day, too, and they were upset about that.
Okay, my bad, guys. I'll tell you what you guys could do. Just come over to thatnewtoysmell.com and get on those forums.
You know, I'm really worried about us.
You'll find me all the time on there, too.
I'm really worried about us all going to San Diego this year because I get a feeling like Pixel Dan's going to be missing pieces of his clothing. And
oh, God.
Oh, my God, Pixel Dan!
I'm just a guy.
They did a movie for the Monkees, co-written by Jack Nicholson back in the 60s, and there's this one scene. Yeah. There's a scene where they get done playing, and like all of these 16-year-old girls jump up on the stage and start like ripping off pieces of clothing, and then suddenly you see them like ripping off Peter Tork's head, and they're grabbing the hair off of Davy Jones' head, and then just like running off with body parts just out into the crowd. Like, I can totally see that happening. Everybody's Pixel Dan! Oh my God!
I hope that doesn't happen to me. I like my head.
We're going to need to get some stormtroopers to surround you so you're safe.
The 501st Legion.
I got recognized in the store here last week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's like, well, I saw the reviews on He-Man.org. He's like, yeah, I do reviews on He-Man.org. Are you Pixel Dan?
That's exactly like, yeah, how it happened.
That happened to me. I got recognized, but I'm not even on video, really, hardly ever.
The guy said he knew your voice.
Hey, I know you. That was a good story about the boot.
Yeah, see? See, people listen to this podcast.
In our town of 100,000 people, there's at least two of them that
that listen to us.
The podcast.
Yeah,
I can understand like, if we were somewhere where all the same type of people.
Like
go.
A Comic-Con or something?
So somebody had to randomly walk into our store.
Yeah, it's kind of...
to the podcast, like, what?
It's kind of bizarre, isn't it?
I don't know. Nothing's better than the day that... Free Comic Day, I heard about that. Somebody recognized Dirt, but they couldn't quite recognize him because Dirt wasn't wearing his mask, so they were, like, looking at him all funny.
Yeah, I thought this dude was trying to hit on me or something. He kept checking me out. I was like, I don't know what I'm saying.
We are internet celebrities.
Something.
I'm famous on the internet.
Gosh. Well, you know what's coming up in a few months is C2E2.
Oh, it is.
Yeah,
the new
April.
Chicago Comic Con.
Yep. Coming up.
Chicago Comic and Toys Expo or something like that, right? Comic and Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo. C2E2.
Our next thing is November 1st.
Toy Man Show. November 1st, and there's another Toy Man Show in December that we're going to be at.
Which is going to be the Drunken Hangover Halloween party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be awesome.
If there is a Halloween party this year.
There is.
Oh, awesome.
We will discuss details off the air.
Yeah. Oh, come on. Everybody worldwide. All the folks listening in Singapore want to know whose Halloween party
we're
going
to. Look, I don't need Pixel Dan fans raiding the Halloween party.
Be a good Halloween party.
Hey, I got something shipped to me in the mail from one of our viewers the other day.
Really?
Yeah, a guy sent me a 12-inch G.I. Joe M. Bison doll, still in the package.
Wow.
From the old G.I.
That's
Joe
awesome.
Street Fighter line. Yeah, he like sent me an email out of nowhere and was like, hey, I just wanted to let you know I'm a big fan of your stuff. I've really liked your Street Fighter videos you've done. I went to a flea market this last weekend and found this doll and it was like $1. You want it? And I was like, well, you don't have to send me anything. I mean, that's whatever. And he was like, no, I insist. So he did. He shipped it to me, and I just got it in the mail. It's awesome.
And he's going to show up on your front porch next week.
You probably.
I made this doll of you.
Yeah, he totally got away in, now.
Yeah, he's got
it's going to be holding a big hand-knitted afghan with your face on it. Here, Pixel Dan.
Okay, here's the thing. This guy emailed you. He sent you this toy. You talked about him on the podcast. Now's the point to drop his name, and if you don't remember it, you're in trouble.
Come on. That's like a cheat
sheet. No, that's a Hardee's receipt. What is...
There it is. Sam. Sam sent me by...
All right, Sam.
Thank
Sam,
you, Sam. You
former
are
pitcher
awesome.
For the Red Sox, worked at Cheers for several years.
That's the guy. I didn't include last names. I figured we should just go by Sam.
It's Sam Samuelson.
Sam. I'm actually going to put together a video, too. To
Sam Samuelson?
Because there's a couple of other guys who have sent me stuff, too. So I'm going to put together one video that just kind of thanks all those guys.
Do you open your packages very carefully?
Just to make sure there's no, like, no anthrax on them or something.
Like
yeah, yeah.
Somebody give you some love juice package or something.
Love juice package. Yeah, I need to get, like, a P.O. box or something. So I could just give that out instead. Anyway. All right.
No.
All right. No?
Yeah, that's dangerous. You should have just sort of like these guys. They always got to hide stuff from, you know, their...
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Now that's on the internet. I'm going to tell their wives to listen to the podcast tomorrow.
Well, they should know by now. If they're not, they're not worth their grain of salt. Like, come on.
We
know, obviously, these two clowns are...
I've got 3 subscriptions to Playboy, and they all come to the store.
Why do you need 3 subscriptions of the same magazine? Because
the pages get dirty. What are you talking about?
I feel like we're some kind of
keep
like
in the bag.
Wife hiding shelter.
That's hysterical.
What are you talking about? You hide out from
I get 3
mama
subscriptions
here.
To Playboy and a subscription to Ponies.
Ponies. Is that Duvall's?
Ponies is an awesome what is magazine.
Band Ponies. Cheerleader. What's that magazine?
Oh, American Cheerleader? Yeah, they gave me a free subscription, too. They go, I got some email from them. They're like, Professor Philip H. Dempsey, President of Newman West Wrestling. You've been selected to get a free subscription to American Cheerleader magazine.
They sent it to your gimmick.
Yeah, exactly.
How did that happen?
Because,
I don't know.
That is awesome.
Sometimes I fill out surveys, and I don't want to use my real name and whatever, and I'm just like, oh, I work at a business that employs 9,000 people in electronic entertainment. You know, like, what's your name? Professor Philip H. Dempsey, Newman West Wrestling, president.
That is awesome.
And someone said, wrestling, president, American Cheerleader Magazine. Yeah.
Perfect.
Obviously.
That is awesome.
Although I got that like 6 months ago and it still hasn't arrived, so I don't know if the people at the post office or stealing my American Cheerleader magazine. Like,
they don't know who Philip H. Dempsey is.
They're stealing your magazine like they're stealing Gamefly subscriptions.
Who?
That's true.
Who is this?
It's American Cheerleader on Netflix Day.
And I gotta tell you, you gotta send your Gamefly subscriptions back because they will hound you. I tried to keep one. And it didn't work out.
I remember a number of years ago when I had a free one.
You tried to keep one.
Well, I liked it. And in my card, okay.
I liked it.
I had a subscription. My card expired. And I just like, I don't care about it. I hardly ever use the subscription. So I'm going to let it lapse. But I still had a game. And I was like, what are they going to do? You know?
Apparently hound you until you give it back.
I would get emails every day. I start getting these letters. And then finally he's like, this is a lawyer for blah, 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 you owe us. I'm like, okay, fine, you can have your game back.
Take it back, it's not worth it.
I had a free, like...
It sucked anyway. I didn't even like it.
Free, like, month subscription or something. And I was like, oh, cool, I'll rent a bunch of games. And I'd rent them, and they'd say, shipped. And I'd watch the mailbox, and never came. And I was like, okay, well, that's odd, I'm canceling it. And they called me, and they're like, hey, you owe us all this money for these games. And I'm like, I never got those games. They seriously never showed up. And they're like, oh... Well, this seems to be a problem we've had in the past, so that's fine. So I'm like, oh, good. So you guys already know that the postman is stealing games. Spectacular.
Yeah, they said they've recently changed their envelopes so that they're less noticeable.
Less conspicuous. Because
they used to be the bright orange envelopes, and they said they had to change that because it's too easy for someone to look at a stack, like, sitting in the mail truck or whatever, and be like, Gamefly.
Like, there's a bunch of $60 video
Netflix
games.
They just arrested some guy in, like, Iowa or something for stealing $25,000 worth of games. Like, just a ton of games from Gamefly. And
I'm glad
he was
trading
them into EB Games and GameStop, apparently, getting store credit for them.
Should have sold them on eBay.
Yeah. Sell them on eBay, get
way
more
money. Wasn't very smart.
But then again, I guess that would trace... Well,
yeah, but who wants the hassle of shipping? I mean, Digital River can't do it, so... What makes you think that guy can?
You gotta be dedicated.
Definitely have to be dedicated.
All right,
we have any other topics to cover today? We're gonna close it off.
Any old business?
Old business.
Any new business? All right, we're gonna adjourn the meeting.
Adjourned. Meeting adjourned. Well, don't forget, guys, head on over to KillinEnterprises.com. For all of your video game and comic book and toy and music and DVD needs.
Yep, because we just started listing all our loose action
figures. We are now listing loose
and
figures.
So we got tons of games.
And Killin' Enterprises wants your Legos.
Yeah,
not your Bionicles, not your Duplos.
Yeah,
Legos.
Not your Fagos. I want your Legos.
any Lego fans out there that want to part with their collection, Killin is a huge Lego collector. Hit him up.
He will buy or trade.
Just find us over on thatnewtoysmell.com on the forums. You can get a hold of him that way. As always, guys, don't forget to check out VGLosers.com if you enjoy podcasts, especially because we got the Weigh-In. The Weigh-In for MMA fans. We got Wrestling Radio for those pro wrestling fans, fantasy football. We got all kinds of good stuff over there, so check those out.
That looks like it's totally off topic, too. here's our toy thing. Go to our sports stuff. Yeah.
Here's the sports stuff at our video game site.
Well, we're going to do all kinds of that. Well, that's why we're changing soon. That's why we got so much stuff going on that we have to reorganize our website. So that's happening.
That's right.
It's going to be a little while, but it's happening. So I'll go and throw this out there, too.
Superfunhappyinternettime.com.
That is not the official name. Just something we've been throwing. It's a working title. I will go and throw this out there. We'll have more details soon, but any of you guys that have ever gotten a hold of us or offered to help us or submit things or, you know, make videos or do reviews or anything like that, your time is coming. We're going to need your help.
Make
sure you guys are paying attention to the site because we will be recruiting very soon.
Post them on the message board so everyone can see what you got. We'll go
from
there.
That's right. Hit up our message board. shoot us an email, whatever you guys want to do.
If you're a young lady, you can call my number directly.
We're going to need regular reviewers. We're going to need photographers. We're going to need all that kind of stuff. So,
and we always need some weird guy to just sit on a stool and say, I'm new here. I don't know anybody.
That's right. We need one of those guys, too. So, make sure you guys check us out at thatnewtoysmell.com. And until next week, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm the ball.
I'm not.
Take care, guys.